On the day after the accident, Pop soberly gave Roy the nod to play in Bump's place. As Roy trotted out to left, Otto Zip was in his usual seat, but looking worn and aged. The Redbirds, probing armor, belted the ball to him whenever they could, but Roy took everything they aimed at him. Once he put his head down and ran ahead of a shot going into the concrete. Though the crowd rose with a thunderous warning, he caught it with his back to the wall and did a little jig to show he was alive. For his performance that day, there was much whistling and applause, except where he would have liked to hear it, an empty seat in the wives box. His batting was no less successful. He stood at the plate lean and loose, right-handed with an open stance, knees relaxed and shoulders squared. The pitchers tried something different every time he came up, sliders, sinkers, knucklers, but he swung and connected, spraying them to all fields. He was, Red Blow said to Pop, a natural, though somewhat less than perfect because he sometimes hit at bad ones, which caused Pop to mutter something about this bad ball hitter he knew who had reached for a lemon and cracked his spine. But the only thing Roy cracked that day was the record for the number of triples hit in a major league debut, and also the one for chances accepted in the outfield. Everybody agreed that in him the Knights had uncovered something special.